Immigration detention is a booming business in the U.S. It's mostly run by private for-profit contractors. A new bill in Congress aims to phase out these private facilities, including the one in Tacoma. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
This is the third year Congressman Adam Smith has introduced a bill to overhaul the detention system.
There is a cheaper, more humane way to treat the undocumented population in this country.
Smith's bill aims to create higher standards at detention centers for medical care, legal services, and basic living conditions, among other things. More than 350,000 people were held in detention last year, a number expected to rise. Smith says oversight is lacking.
And the bottom line concern is that the detention facilities are not regulated by the federal government in the same way that federal prisons are.
DHS officials have said detention standards go beyond those of federal prisons. The bill also calls for an end of private detention centers. In 2016, a Homeland Security advisory group compared private facilities to those run by the feds. The report found private facilities are cheaper and meet capacity demands, but the group ultimately recommended a shift away from these for-profit jails. Smith knows the bill is a long shot, given the Trump administration's crackdown on illegal immigration.
It's unlikely. But we're going to put it in their face, and we're going to keep pushing this issue because we have people here in this country who are being treated inhumanely.
Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, also a Democrat from Washington State, is co-sponsoring this bill. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.